Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Welcome to Reality NSFW coverage of the Challenge Double Agents. That's Alex. I'm Johnny. We're here. 65-minute episode. Holy moly, my prayers have come true. I prayed for 30 minutes, but we're almost there. I wasn't specific in my prayers. I said 30 minutes, and I think God was like, all right, I'll subtract 30 minutes. You're welcome. I was like, no. I meant I should have been more specific. That's on me. I apologize. I will pray better going forward.
Well, I think we all forgive you. Like, you know, it was 65 minutes, really only 60 minutes, because the last 5 minutes was just an interlude to tomorrow's premiere of the Challenge All Stars.
Oh, was that what that was part of?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I guess. Okay. I knew there was a special, like, I don't watch in real time. Like, I started like 5 minutes off.
So. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, that was the case. I'm cool with that. I did appreciate the fact that, after the look at the premiere of the Challenge All-Stars for tomorrow, it says, you know, MTV's running behind. We now join the regularly scheduled program already in progress. Shockingly ridiculousness.
What? You're telling me they don't have any other shows to show?
and what are you really missing by missing any minutes of ridiculousness?
Yeah, like that's time truly wasted.
Yeah. So it was funny. It wasn't funny. It was sad. I caught like the last 2 minutes of ridiculousness going into the episode, and Post Malone was the guest.
Oh yeah. Yeah, they pull everyone in there. Somehow they come in there. They have 600 fucking episodes. They have to pull someone in there to change things up.
And Johnny Fairplay could have been one of them before I shit on Rob Dedrick on my Twitter, and he saw it. I mean, as I said, I had a friend that was at the Fantasy Factory when the tweet came in. He wasn't mad. He was set. He was like, "I love Johnny Fairplay. This hurts so much." And then he became mad. And then it was just like, okay, I'm never going to be on ridiculousness. But I didn't know ridiculousness was a possibility at the time.
You know what? I think it would hurt you more being on that show than help you.
I just want the payday. And, you know, a little Chanel West Coast action. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Well, sweet. Didn't have to use the rumor and innuendo. It's always fun. So for those of you still thinking you're watching coverage of Big Brother Canada, you're not. We're talking the Challenge Double Agents. God bless America. Could this season have ended 5 episodes ago?
Yeah, they could have truly truncated this. But luckily, we are on the home stretch. It looks like we only have 2 more episodes. Looks like 1 more elimination, then a final episode. We are finally approaching the end game.
Oh, sweet. Well, if only we knew how to get there. Something about gold stars or something. I don't know.
Yeah, silver skull, maybe.
Yeah. Well, if they had mentioned it, we would know. All right. So previously on, this is a good one. We got Big T walking away from the parachute challenge diagonally.
It was just fantastic. And you hear the people in the background. Previously on. Look this way. Big T.
Over the other. Yep. Nope. Wow. So that was a good one. Big T. If you didn't have everyone's heart by this moment, I think you finally, like a succubus, grab that last heart tonight with this previously on. So thank you, Big T. I would like to personally say thanks. It's tied for the best previously on of the season. Like the her in fear.
Yes.
You know, I would imagine pretend holding on at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But still, just the premise of her, you know, dangling from 8,000 feet on a ledge and staying previously on was pretty good. Because I think there was fear involved, even if her feet were on the thing. I think I would be here.
Oh, yeah. Even when you're harnessed, you're like, you look completely safe. It's still terrifying.
Yeah, don't care. Yeah. So this is the diagonal walk. I've made that diagonal walk many a night, but there was never a parachute. never a parachute involved. So Big T, I feel your pain. Well, Big T comes into the house and she touches the gold skull on the wall. She's earned it. She deserves it. And then we learn Big T has sparkle magic. I was not aware.
Yeah, I first person I've ever seen actually have sparkle magic in real life. Sparkles up CT.
Have you met Brent Wolgamont? I would imagine Brent has a little bit of sparkle magic going.
I haven't personally seen him throw sparkles out there, but who knows?
I haven't either. He's a pretty amazing guy. So
yeah.
He threw sparkle magic on the ratings of Reality NSFW. So
you're not wrong there.
I don't know if you saw his little name tag on the BB Cam coverage earlier. It says I bring ratings. He is Vince Russo is popping somewhere. He's enjoying that. So we learn early on in the episode that KC will not backstab Amber B, according to Amber B.
Yes, you love to see this. It's the my alliance would never betray me. Alliance, like, well, we're putting them in.
Yeah. Well, she does follow this conversation. KC does. Pronouns, pal. KC does follow this conversation with the fact that the Big Brother Alliance is legit. It is first and foremost. And that's the pecking order of this house.
Unless you're Cam and Corey, apparently.
And unless, you know, we're 40 minutes into the episode, then that's not the case.
Yeah, it's like, it's easy to say it in hindsight, but like, you know, Casey's more speaking in like broad strokes, just like in the ideal world, me, Fessy, and Amber were good. We won't have to put each other in. But it just so happens that Amber's attached to someone that we all want to throw in to protect ourselves.
Yeah. That's tough. I left this episode loving Kyle. I mean, he is my favorite person in this house. I've never met the guy. You know, I've met Leroy. I think he's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like I'm friends with Casey. She's awesome. I've met Nani. As I said, never met this Kyle guy ever. Never exchanged a word, not even through social media. And he's my favorite in the house right now.
I think that's part, like, I'm not even going to say it's editing magic. I think it's just Kyle magic. Just like, he has this charisma that's just exudes out of the camera. He knows that he's feeding the cameras with what he's saying. I just think he's an incredible personality for reality television.
He's so good. I wish he could play Survivor.
Oh, that would be awesome.
I feel his skill set translates well.
Yeah, I think like he's like if he put on like a little extra, like, you know, like the survivor weight to go in to a season.
I don't even
like,
think you need. I did my first survivor at 116 pounds.
True.
I mean, yeah, he's got that.
He'd be fun at least on there.
He would be so much fun.
So, yeah,
and I think there is a loyalty to him that I don't think CT comprehends.
Yeah, there's this. Kyle's very complex. Like his first handful of seasons he's been on, like everyone refers to him as a snake because like he'll go and politic to everyone and do whatever it takes to save his own skin. But yeah. At the same time, he does have this loyalty to people that he'll create bonds with earlier and be like, yeah, I'll backstab you. But more times than not, I'll backstab you to your face.
Yeah. Or so, I won't backstab you. Like, yeah. You know, I'll backstab you some, but for the most part, I'm with you.
Yeah, and plus you have Kyle going like, I understand I could potentially go in. I still would want to go against someone that I'm not aligned with, so let me go against Fessy. I don't care. Yeah. I'll do it.
So yeah. I don't know that I feel that, you know, there's like a pirate code to him, you know, that like we've mentioned mm-hmm. before, you know, that honor amongst thieves. I believe he has that.
Yeah. But then once you mess with him.
Well, yeah. Done. I mean, he does hold a vendetta like in shit, minuscule, ridiculous, fucking forget about it. Vendettas.
Yes.
Yeah. For absolutely. No reason. But because revenge must be extracted. And pretty weakly for the most part.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Oh, well. We understand that, according to Kyle, and he's correct, Kyle needs a win, and I am here for it. I wanted Kyle to win this challenge, this daily, so fucking bad.
Yeah, like, the casual audience, I feel, if you're watching this and you don't have, like, firm emotion towards any of the returning players and you're coming in fresh and you're only basing it on this season, you have to be seeing Kyle as that like underdog that you're yeah. like, oh, I have to root for him. I want that big alliance to have to fracture and eat themselves. We yeah. need this Kyle win.
Because there's been so many opportunities that we've seen where you were hoping it was going to happen and it didn't happen. Hoping it was going to happen and it has, and it's just like, okay, right now we're at the end. He wins right here. We're fracturing that shit. We're yeah. throwing a fucking stick of dynamite in a fucking barrel. And no, we're not.
No. No, so, yeah. That challenge today did not help matters.
No. So, well, prior to the challenge, we have a Rocky training montage courtesy of CT waking up Big T at 5 a.m. And, you know, Big T asks, you know, how early is it? And he's like, 5 a.m. And she's like, it's early. He goes, it's late for preparation for TJ's final. So
that you need a gold skull for.
Oh, is that how that works?
Sean? Yeah, okay. That's how it works. But so, I do love having we have a comment at the very beginning of the episode from CT regarding Big T going like, she's proving herself to a lot of these people, showing that she can be a competitor. Like, the parts of her that makes her a great challenger are stuff that you can't train. So that, and that's what he really loves about her. He's like, endurance and all that stuff, that's easy to fix if you have those other factors already.
Yeah. So, Eye of the Tiger by the band Survivor, would I consider kind of a personal theme song. I consider the theme songs for me, when I'm preparing for a season of Survivor, I'm playing ad nauseum in a loop Eye of the Tiger by Survivor, I'm a Survivor by Destiny's Child, and that might be it. I think I just played this.
Just going back and forth.
I felt like there was more to it, but I think that's it. That might be the two go-tos. But I feel like those really scream who I am as a competitor going into these things. And so to see that, you know, as I said, the quote unquote Rocky montage was so awesome.
Oh, I love a good Rocky montage. I love Eye of the Tiger. And I just love they get to the end of it and she like passes out from all the exhaustion. She's like, good job. You got through the warm up.
Yes. Right. And he's sitting there sipping coffee. And I would like to imagine there was a bag of snacks.
Oh, I would love to think he was just eating the ham deli again.
So yeah, that's where I'm at on this. So I don't know. So we see the green lights go. We see people throwing shoes at the wall. No one is excited about the dailies anymore, and that includes the competitors and yes, us the viewers.
Yeah, we're all like, we're sick of it. Let's just run the final.
Right?
Let's run up a mountain and go over stuff.
I'm ready. I'm ready. I mean, this feels like a 40-episode season. I feel like I'm watching Australian Survivor right now. I feel like we're on like day 49 of 55.
I can feel that. I can feel that too. We're what, 16 weeks in now. It's a marathon.
So, it's Leroy and Casey. They get to run this thing twice, which I really feel like they had worn themselves out on the first one, but I'm guessing the second one is the one that did this. TJ explains that this comes down to one
target. Yeah.
One target between
the three teams, the
three top teams, Festy and Nani, Leroy and Casey and Kyle and Amber B. And I was praying and so was Kyle. It was obvious. That Kyle and Amber B were going to take this. As I said, just to fucking shake shit up. I mean, if I'm production, I fucking lie.
Yeah, absolutely. And like to rehash.
Leroy wasn't counting.
No, Leroy was not counting. No one was counting.
No one was counting.
Have a sense of what's going on here. But just to rehash this, because we sort of skipped over it. For those who didn't watch it, and I can understand why you haven't watched. But it was called Mission Global Domination. There was two rounds. You had three people on both rounds. You had three people on offense, two on defense. You and your partner are in these big metal spears, and you have to run over these targets to accumulate points while the defense tries to stop you. Leroy and Casey, as double agents, got to decide if they what team would get to go twice on offense, and they're like, "Oh, let's just go twice."
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, it was it was close. That's good. We really didn't get a good feel for what was happening. I don't feel like.
Yeah, you only got the broad strokes, and for me with this episode, I was sort of fine with that, just because it's not really a competition that is easy to watch as a viewer. So like, you only knew that Casey and Leroy made sure they split up the heat so that Kyle and Amber and CT and Big T were not on offense and defense together. They were split up so that there was always someone in their overall alliance preventing them from overcoming either Fessy and Nani or Leroy and Casey for becoming double agents.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't like, I mean, I like a much simpler, shorter challenge in that you can kind of see it as it's happening versus, you know, they could have shown you like say this challenge was 15 minutes long. They could have shown you 2 minutes, and they potentially did, of any segment of it. And you're like, okay, what happened?
Yeah. It's like, it's forcing us to rely on production to tell us the score. And that's when you can have people going, oh, it was rigged to make sure Leroy and Casey won or whatever, because they could just throw a number out there and anyone will just be like, okay.
Yeah. So, shockingly, not so shockingly, I don't know. As I said, it came down to one. Leroy and Casey have won their fifth daily now.
Yes. Whew. They're running shop. We've been saying this entire time, like, when you look at all the teams on paper, Leroy and Casey are just a very dominant team.
Yeah. So next, we are back at the house, going to the club, and our tune of the night. I do not have this on vinyl. Depeche Mode, People Are People. I like the song. Just don't. I have 2,000 records. I gotta draw the line somewhere.
Yeah, it's a good song. Maybe, you know, you don't need to have it on vinyl.
Yeah. And I find myself in the, you know, little club montage stuff. CT really plays to the camera during this stuff. I don't feel like CT is talking to anyone in the club. He is just looking at the camera.
Yeah. He's probably like, I'm not doing it. I know what's happening. I'm just going to drink and look at the camera.
So...
But we do see, this is where, like, we see, like, everyone, like, the big alliance is all like, oh, this is perfect. Like, but everyone's talking about this one thing of, but what if there's a tie in the house vote? We haven't had a tie in the house vote. No one knows for sure what would happen if two teams were tied for votes. Would they both go down? Would the double agents get to decide? Is there a revote? And if they don't revote, is it like Survivor where those two teams are safe and the other two teams come down? Like, we don't know.
Yeah. Where did you think, what do you think would happen?
I honestly, with the past, they've done revotes in individual games in pairs where it was if they couldn't come to the decision on who to be the vote, those people would then be up for elimination instead. So I think it would have been like almost Survivor-esque where TJ would have been like, yo, you guys had one job. You couldn't do it. You two teams are coming down here now.
Yeah.
I'm not sure though.
I don't know. I feel like in a situation like this where the double agents have so much control over the other half of this, I feel like the double agents do not get to choose. We're not like, I think it would go back to previous stuff or where, I mean, I think somehow it works out for us, the viewer.
Yeah.
I think they go back and look and whatever benefits us, the viewer, that's how they work their way backwards into determining how this is decided. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but but at this point we will not know because
it's a mute point. So yeah, but yeah, we're not quite there yet. So we do have Amber B calling out Casey and Amber B tells Casey, she's like, look, you owe me for your gold skull, which I think Casey could have got her gold skull whenever she really wanted. I don't think anyone was Lolo Jones in her. I mean, Casey had enough friends in the house that someone was going to allow her the opportunity.
And it wasn't like Amber gave, like, even though Casey swept Teresa, like in picture wise, you weren't like giving Casey a layup Casey earned it against Teresa and just annihilated one of the better, or Teresa and competed one. Be a good competitor. Like, that's the issue with the gold skull and that concept where if you're on the lower side of that alliance and you help your alliance member get a skull and thinking, oh, they're going to help me stay safe in return. That's not how the challenge works. People owe you nothing.
Yeah. So, well, as a result of this, Amber B is now not in the Big Brother alliance.
No, she is gone. She's out. She doesn't like alliances. She leaves. She just wants to be whoever her partner is. That's her alliance. And that's simple for her.
So, let's see. The conversation with Fessy and Casey, I think, was pretty telling of Fessy as a whole this entire season. Fessy says that Amber B is feeling some kind of way.
Is entitled.
Yeah, can I raise my? I know the way she's feeling. Fucking pissed off at being in this fucking Big Brother alliance that you're fucking leaving her out of.
Exactly. Like, I love this idea of Fessy. I feel a lot of times when he's talking about other people and like criticizing them, he's talking about himself. Like, he's like, Amber B's just sort of entitled. I'm like, no, she's acting like an alliance member that you said you guys would protect no matter what. You're the entitled prick who's just like, oh, everyone just loves me. I can't believe not everyone is kissing my feet right now. Like, I have gorgeous toes, you know? It's like, you know, like, that's how he just comes across. He's like, he comes across so entitled, just like, you know, it's not like I would be mad if they would have ended up having to throw me in, except I would blow up actually in real life.
Yeah, and how could you? If I'm Fessy, I consider it a compliment. It's just like I would pat the person on their head if they mentioned going against me. I'd be like, oh, that's so cute. But not him. He's just like, not the almighty Fessy. It's just like, well, you ain't that almighty if you're worried about it.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, you know, sometimes you just have to earn your stripes and all that. I'm like, that's easy for you to say, Fessy. You've gone in only two eliminations in two seasons. And maybe, yes, maybe it's because people are afraid of you because you're this giant dude. And in an elimination, especially a physical one like a hall brawl, you're, yeah, more times than not, Fessy's going to win. But it's like, dude, get off your high horse. You have not earned it, man.
Yeah. So, oh, peek behind the curtain. I'm Johnny Fairplay. I was on Survivor and about 70 other some shows. I do cameos at cameo.com/Johnny Fairplay. Chris Burns, hey, Fairplay, thanks for the birthday shout out for my wife on Cameo. My wife requested. So it was to you, Chris Burns. Much love. Hey, much love to you. And you too can get a cameo from Johnny Fairplay at cameo.com/Johnny Fairplay. But back to our coverage of the Challenge Double Agents. Come on, be professional, Chris Burns. Come on. We're trying to talk MTV right now.
The tight ship here, Chris. Come on.
So tight. So Kyle and CT discuss faking a fight. And I am so for this.
Yeah.
You know, they pull in because I'm just like, okay, please make sure that everyone's aware of this. Don't trick your own alliance. You know, so Amber B is informed. We have to imagine that Big T is also informed. But then they don't.
Yeah, it's like, I understand the logic that Kyle's coming from because, yes, he's hoping that the votes are going to go on CT and not him, even though he should realize it's going on him. But he also backtracks on this and going, look, we know we can't save both of us because of who's the double agents. We need to try to get at least one of these other teams in that alliance in. Even if it's a tie, we figure it out. One of them will go in. And then one of us will have to end up going in and we'll face them. And Kyle's like, I just then hope they pick CT.
Yeah. So I don't know. Like I was hoping for theatrics. I was hoping they might bite.
They're so tame in their argument.
Well, I think that whatever the plan was just was never executed. That was not a fight.
No, it wasn't. It was like, oh, decided there's no point in fighting.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do this.
So why show us the other?
Yeah.
Like that's, I mean, edit. They were stretching to get fucking 60 minutes, huh?
Oh, definitely. Cause I'm just like, when they said the fake fight, I was watching over Zoom with like a couple of friends and we were all like, oh, Kyle and CT faking a fight. In their real fights, they're entertaining as anything. I can only imagine what a fake fight's gonna look like. And they're like, it's like they got sedated by like beaver tranquilizers or whatever, and just like, oh.
No, someone showed them the last 4 weeks of the challenge, I think. That's what sedated them. Hey, it's still better than the Amazing Race.
Yeah.
So all right, so it's time to vote, and everyone sticks to their alliance lines. As we imagine, we're looking at a potential tie, and CT votes Kyle. Kind of shitty, right?
Yeah, it's sort of shitty, but at the same time, I think CT's looking at like that half glass empty thing of, even if it's a tie, most likely he's thinking Kyle's plan involves me going down there and not Kyle, so I might as well just put our like into my own hands. I know Leroy and Casey are going to pick us to go down there. Let's just make sure it's Kyle, and because both of us have a better chance going against the competitor, depending on what the elimination is.
Is CT scared of Fessy?
I don't think he's scared of Fessy. Like, I think that's what Kyle's just angry at that point. He's like, you don't want to go up against Fessy, but you're willing to go against me? CT's just like, you know what? I'm going to, I don't think, if he had to face Messi, he's not going to be scared to face Messi. But he's like, I might as well take the road less traveled and or of least resistance and just take Kyle out if it's a men's elimination and I move forward to the final.
Who wins a hall brawl between CT and Fessy?
Well, I think you can make a good argument CT would win that based off how hard Fessy had to do to beat Nelson.
Right?
And like CT, like Fessy, yes, Fessy has his like athlete muscles, but like CT's the grit type of player. And I think grit beats weight room.
Yeah. I mean, I would love, I mean, does that shut up Fessy forever if
no,
it's the same.
No, he's going to be like, oh, you know, I actually did back the earlier that day. So I was already like sore because I wasn't anticipating going in and, you know, it's luck based more times. So like, yeah, that old timer was able to get me this time, but like forever more, I'm going to be able to beat everyone because I'm the god of physical fitness.
Yeah. All right. Well, I was rooting on like before we know if it's a guy's girl, I'm rooting on Kyle at this point. I am team Kyle at this moment in this episode.
Absolutely. This season, you're like, yes, I need Kyle. Kyle's doing great. And like on the girl side, for the most part, like they're showing up Amber a little more here, but still you're like, you're rooting for Big T. You're rooting for Big T if she's in elimination.
Yeah, but like I just had my I just felt like it was going to be a men's, and so like I'm going for Kyle at this point. Go ahead.
Did you ever think for a moment that they were going to make it a double elimination? Have both the men and the women go?
Not with the amount of time left in the episode. I guess it could have been a to be continued.
Like, yeah, I guess, like, back before we knew, because I didn't know the last 5 minutes was going to be the trailer for tomorrow's premiere of All Stars.
So like, there was enough for both?
I thought, yeah, me and my buddy were like, there's, like, 20 minutes left. They could easily do two rounds of hall brawls for, like, both the men and the women, because they've done it before.
Yeah, I just feel like when there's double, I feel like there's just so much bullshit hype in between that it makes it even longer. I mean, like, I feel like a 90-minute episode is essential for a double elimination.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair enough.
I talked myself out of it based on just the length of the episode without looking at the remaining time in the episode.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I was hopeful, but I was like, whatever.
So then I see it's a fucking hall brawl. So if they had done the math, was this obviously going to be the hall brawl?
I'm not sure if it was obviously the hall brawl because I think they've thrown it in at different points on the earlier side of this like chain of seven eliminations that they do.
Okay.
Because the first time it was a guy's thing with Fessy and Nelson. I think that was like halfway through. The Amber's hall brawl, I think, was also the early-ish side. So it's in that timetable. But maybe they were also foreshadowing it last week when they were having Big T train to do the hall brawl with CT.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, so it's hall brawl. And is that most people's favorite?
It's just like we love it as fans more times just because of it's so simple. It's straightforward. It's just you're having two people and you are praying that it's two people that have a lot of conflict with each other.
Yeah.
So that they really go at it and try to just rip each other just apart.
Concuss one another.
Yeah, exactly. Give each other the most CTE possible.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm for that. I mean, we find out that it is a women's elimination. The men will be watching, and Kyle prays to the challenge gods and thanks them. Will be giving sacrifices later. He will be making a special pair of Nikes, perhaps.
He's giving his firstborn to them.
Well, it's en route.
It's en route.
It's en route. It's marinating. So very, very excited that that worked out for Kyle. However, Big T versus Amber B. And Big T showed a lot of guts. It's hard to beat a girl that plays rugby, man.
Yeah.
Like Johnny Fairplay versus Amber B in the hall brawl. Amber B's winning. Spoiler.
Yeah, it's a like for Big T, she does like what helps her so much is her heart.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's like we talked about on our Monday podcast for the draft for All Stars, like that Derek, like when you're that smaller guy, but you're that pit bull, you have that all that heart and energy and motivation from that way to overcome. Like I feel like Big T is not as vicious, obviously not vicious at all like Derek, but like she has that heart and passion to try to strive forward. So like, and her height actually I think could have been useful here because she has what looks like pretty good like strength in her legs.
Yeah.
Like, where if she went low and just keep pushing against Amber's like skinnier frame.
I thought Big T was a lot skinnier total package prior to tonight's episode. She looked like she has a solid lower body.
Yeah.
Like to where this could be beneficial here.
Yeah,
she's got a big caboose. I'm just saying she looks like she's
no. You're saying like she has a strong base.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I didn't think because she's so skinny. Upper that I was just like, damn girl, you could whip Johnny Fairplay's ass too. Yeah, there's not a lot of people in reality TV, Alex, that I feel in a one-on-one situation. What no matter what it is that I would win. I don't know if you've grasped this yet.
Well, I hear it. I think there's a few people that you've been covering on other shows that you could go against one on one in this.
I'm a cerebral assassin.
I think you can go against Ben from Australian Survivor.
Oh yeah, yeah. Give me Ben from Australian Survivor. Well, yeah. You know what? See, that's the thing. He'll probably low key whoop my ass, and then and then that'll just be fucking embarrassing.
So. Well, you know. Going back to the rule,
we do not mention Ben from Australian Survivor on any free podcast.
Like, there you go.
I get paid money to mention that fucking worthless fuck.
There you go.
Go to ad free NSFW if you'd like to hear all about Ben from Australian Survivor and how much he sucks.
But yeah, with this hall brawl though, the first round I was like, oh, it's actually pretty competitive. Like Big T's trying to like stride forward as best she can, and even though Amber wins that first round, it looked like Big T wasn't too far behind on the sprint to get to the button.
Yeah. I thought it was close. I mean, I thought Amber barely won. And I think barely is the correct word to use here.
Yeah, so. Yeah, it was sort of surprising to me because when I look at Amber, I'm like, maybe she's more of like the distance like type of runner because of her like her frame, like she has those long skinny legs. I'm like, I would have expected her to be able to run faster or travel ground faster because of a stride, but she was really doing baby steps throughout.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think she just got in that rugby frame of mind where it's not, you know, that sprint to the end. It's just like I'm making my body this.
Yeah.
Our device.
A wall, essentially.
Yeah. And that was the difference.
So. Yeah. And you saw that in the second round because like Big T was trying to push, but then Amber was just like, no, you're just coming with me for a ride. And then she gets her second one and Amber keeps her skull, stays in the game. But even in defeat, Big T just has the biggest, best grin on her face.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, she was this close to running TJ's final. I mean, she felt that she had all the necessary ingredients. She won an eliminator. I mean, I think at the end of the day, I don't know how the season ends. Don't want to know, guys.
Do not spoil us.
Yeah, I'm excited. Well, I'm ready for it. And no matter how the season ends, if it's Leroy's swan song. If it's Fessy finally getting to brag about everything that he brags to himself in the mirror nightly, you know, if it's Kyle making Johnny Fairplay happy internally, you know, no matter any of those things that happens, I think we our takeaway from the Challenge Double Agents is the Big T rising from the ashes, becoming a phoenix. I mean, I think it's her real coming out story.
Yeah, it's like this, like the first two seasons with her, she wasn't on long enough for people to really get an impression on. You just knew she's this positive person. But like she says, everyone viewed her as, oh, she's nice, she's fun, but she's the layup. I think this season really cemented her as like for the future. She's an instant call on any season that they're doing in the future. She's, I think, a poster child. Like she's what she should be, one of the marquee faces of the challenge.
Yeah. And I can't imagine. All right. So this establishing her as that quote unquote poster child of the challenge, that's someone that you will see season after season after season going forward. She can now, whatever her job was at home, she can subtract that. And she can become a Derek, and his job became the challenge. So therefore, when you saw Derek, you know, there was muscles on top of muscles on top of muscles. Big T can dedicate herself to that because she's written her resume for as many future seasons of the challenge going forward as she wants to do.
Oh yeah, the check's been made. She's every for like the next at least like 4 to 5 seasons. There's a check written there for Big T to come in as long as she wants to do it.
Yeah. So with that, Big T, you better be doing some CrossFit right now. All right. Anyone that has been on the challenge more than 3 times, and you are a perennial favorite. If CrossFit is not your middle fucking name, you're doing this wrong. Please call Johnny Fair. I can't do this. I'm a realtor. I got 2 kids. I'm OG as fuck. Call me for that shit. I'm ready. these guys, that this is their lives, cross motherfucking fit. Please, I'm begging you.
Yeah, exactly. CrossFit, learn to swim, get better with endurance. Like, this is just a stereotypical person. If you're doing a challenge, do all that and, you know, get better at doing puzzles and just basic math. If you can do basic math, you'll do well on their puzzles.
Follow Tori on fucking Instagram. Her entire Instagram is Thirst Trap and CrossFit. And she's got me on both.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So all right, well, second round once again close, but it's 2 straight. Amber wins and it's decision time. Amber B's not gonna stick with Kyle. No. Let's call out the motherfucker who can't keep her name out of his mouth and ruin his night. Fessy, come on down. So I like this play.
I loved this scene because you get the real reason that he's picked and what Fessy believes he's picked for.
Oh, yeah.
You have Amber going, this is spite. Like, yeah. I'm doing this despite, like, if you want me to be down here again, look at your face, press that button, and we'll come down here again because it's your turn. And Fessy's like, you know what? I'm just so popular. This is the 4th time I've been stolen. Everyone just wants to have me as their partner. I'm like, no, Amber just wants to spite you because you are an idiot.
Yeah. So then it's decision time, the real decision time. And Nani no longer has a partner because Fessy's been stolen, which I think is good news for Nani.
Yeah. It was fantastic for her.
Yeah. I mean, like we've seen in the 2-3 challenges, however many they've been stuck together now. I want to say 3, at least 2. Yeah. He's a shit fucking partner for her. And I would imagine most people. I don't know who. I can't imagine him working well with anyone.
No, like you saw it. Like I was hoping we were going to see more in the daily mission. Like her being like, yo, Fessy, like I'm not a D1 or a former D1 athlete like you. I'm also smaller than you. Like, you're going to throw me around this fucking steel ball because you're only thinking about yourself here.
Yes, that's because that's all we've seen from him, you know, this season. I think Fessy and Lolo Jones would have been a really good pairing.
Oh my God. That would have been fit. They would have been at each other's throats, but that would have been fun TV.
Yeah. Well, I don't think she'll be back.
No, I do not think she will ever be back. But you know what? I hope from the Fezzi perspective that he, like, if he wants to be a villain, be the villain, but be like a villain that is enjoyable to watch. You know?
Like, yeah, that is not there. I don't know what he thinks his television character is.
Like, I think he came in thinking, I'm going to be the face of the challenge. I'm going to win, like, every single season because look at me. Okay. I'm, like, I can do all these athletic feats. But you have to prove it and actually put your money where your mouth is and win these finals. And you know what? If he loses a final again, he's gotten to the final twice in two seasons. Congrats, but you haven't won it.
Yeah, but if I'm Fessy, like, I'm doing more than that. Like I'm calling out motherfuckers in the middle of the fucking season going, hey, I want you out of here. I've already got my shit, but I want you out of here, and I'm putting you out of here because I can put you out of here.
Yeah.
You ain't seeing none of that.
Well, you know what? It's because, you know what? It's like what he says to Gabby in his Sark game. You know, I'm an introvert. I'm naturally introvert. Like, he needs to allow himself to be extroverted. If you're going to be on reality television, you need to be at least somewhat extroverted, because you also have to be, you know, making good TV while you're playing this game.
Yeah. So, well,
or just be a fucking beast like Casey, and like, they'll just bring you back no matter what because you're easy to work with and you rock all the challenges.
Yeah, and they'll bring back Fessy because he's hooking up with girls, and he looks like he does. And
he has potential. I just want to see him, like, realize it and also be more self-aware.
Sure, sure. So so it's decision time, and Nani says CT's initials. But no, she's going home to her man, Kyle. They're a good pairing.
Oh, yeah. I think she picked, if you look at nothing else and just pick on who she decides to go with, say the final started that next day, I think she has a better working relationship with Kyle than she would with CT. And like she said, another important thing for us, I need to have fun while I'm doing this. That, like, helps motivate me. Kyle's going to be more fun for you than
CT. Yeah, I don't think CT's fun.
CT's going to be just yelling at you to catch up.
Yeah. So, no, I think it's the perfect partner for it. I think they're a great team. However, strategically, the right move for CT.
Yeah. Like, if I'm Nani there, because you have to think about it in a sense of, no matter what the match, who she was going to pick, her, ideally for all the other teams, what's going to happen is her and whoever she picked as her partner, we're going to go into elimination. Fessy and Amber are going to go back down there because Fessy's going to want to be able to detach from Amber and pick someone else to run with. Then both the girls are safe. And then, like, you could potentially get CT out of the game, and then you would still end up with Kyle.
Yeah.
You know?
So, I don't know. We'll see if this backfires. As I said, I like it. CT, who I wasn't liking earlier in this episode because he fucked over my boy Kyle, is pretty fucking great in his final confessional of the episode. Give me all the money. Put it in the bag.
Put it in the bag. Give me all the money. I just made the final. Give me all the money. Give me your money. Your money. All the money. Put it in the bag. Put it in the bag.
Did we just witness CT win this thing?
We may have. Like, you even see Casey and Leroy both up there when that decision's made. They're like,
they are dumb. They are none too happy.
They're like, guys, it's CT.
Hey, you could have put Fessy down there to help decide people's fate, but no, you guys got to sit back there and fucking do nothing.
Yep.
So exactly, this is what happens.
Like, that's what should have been in their mind, because if, say, we do CCT win the season and, like, Leroy goes out not winning his final chance to become a champion, and this is partially his own fault.
This moment.
Because he threw CT down there.
Yep.
You should have went to Fessy and Nani and be like, yo. This is just what has to happen.
This is what has to happen.
We have to throw one at a time because we can't afford to let one of them become rogue because one of us is going to have to come down next round anyway.
Yep. So, nope. So, we'll see. We'll see. I don't know. I'm ready for a fucking TJ's final. I got my gold skull.
Well, we suddenly gone from we're nowhere near close to it's right around the corner.
Yes.
After one episode.
Yes, right. We're nowhere close. 60 minutes later, we're there. We're
yeah, apparently, so Big T, there was a Big T roadblock in order to be close to the final.
Yes, apparently. So, before we go, there was an All-Stars preview, and we essentially see like the first 4 minutes of the challenge All-Stars, which will be premiering tomorrow on Paramount Plus. We will be having coverage here at Reality NSFW Thursday nights at 10 p.m. And we see TJ welcome people back to the challenge. And I was wondering if they hadn't named it All-Stars at the time that they had filmed this.
Because, it's very possible.
He eventually says All-Stars. I felt he would have led with it, but he didn't. And that could have been a pickup later. Who knows? But I think they had the name All-Stars. I don't like it. Mm-hmm. I don't like it at all. I'm glad they didn't steal Legends before Survivor got a chance to use it, because I would prefer that term before, you know, and not, you know, be like, oh, you know, like the Challenge Legends. It's like, oh, no. Like, it's Survivor Legends. Like, we're the fucking shit that started this shit. So, but I thought OGs was so much cooler.
I thought OGs, or even just rebring the old classic name of, this is the real world road rules challenge.
I could have lived that.
Only real world road rules people who were on those shows in the past can come in.
I want to do this.
And Johnny Fairplay.
Well, all right, if you call it that. But yeah, no, I like the challenge OGs. I think would have been great. And they're just like, we're going to find out who the best of all time. I'm like, no, we're not. No.
No, we're not determining who's the best of all time based off that cast. But it's like, if you went OGs, you do get that route of, you could do like OGs.
Who's the best OG this season?
Yeah.
And you don't even have to say this season, who's the best OG? And then next season, you can say, who's the best OG again? And, you know, it's okay.
Yeah, like, we're not going to care. It's implied
this season.
Yeah. It's like we won't care because we're going to be able to see some of our favorites who aren't going to be on the main show as much anymore, if at all anymore. Like, there's rumors of other people that could potentially be joining the ranks of these types of seasons if they keep going for multiple seasons, which it sounds like they will.
I just want Coral. That's it.
I want Coral. Like, bring in Evelyn.
Evelyn.
Yeah, bring, like, you can even bring other people that like were more
recent. I'll take fucking Frank.
I would take Frank. Take bring in Johnny. Like, let's see T transition off of this and go into this world. Or, like, you know, bring those.
Well, I want CT to tell his goodbye story
on the main
first. But which card we have Anissa, who was just on, you know, last week.
Mm-hmm.
She's on this. The rumored cast for the next season of the regular challenge, fucking Anissa.
Yeah, she's like one of the instant locks, like every single season.
Stop it. Stop it. She can be a lock on OGs every season. I'm cool with that. But stop. Oh, yeah. You don't get both.
You shouldn't, really.
No.
But, you know, I am looking forward to this. There's just certain things that, like, bring nostalgia back. Just seeing Mark Long with the bandana on, you're just like, oh, my God, it's classic Mark Long. Even though he's 49, he still looks the same as he was when he was in his 30s.
No, he's bigger. He's bigger.
Well, yeah, he's bigger now.
Twisted Steel, what 6'3 and a half, 220 pounds of Twisted Steel in a size 15 shoe. Ladies, do you imagine what that size 15 shoe means?
You know what they say about shoe size.
Big socks.
Yep, big sign.
And with that, we will see you guys tomorrow night. Don't forget to click that subscribe button wherever you listen, you know, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Apple Music, anywhere that you find us, click the subscribe button. Also, give a 5-star review if you like it. If you don't like it, don't leave or just don't listen anymore. Don't come here. Jesus Christ, no one has fucking made you come here. No one. I have not personally knocked on your door and said, please, listen, I'm begging you. Tell me what you think. No, you found this because you sought it out. So if you like it, keep watching. Give a 5-star review. If you don't, go to something else. There's 1 million fucking podcasts. Stop this fucking negative shit. It's 2021. It's the year of fucking positivity. Let's be fucking positive. Also, go to youtube.com/realitynsfw. Click subscribe. Click like. Leave nice comments, you know. We read them. It's cool. And yeah. And if you really want to support the podcast, go to adfreensfw.com. We do a weekly Q&A. We're watching Australia's version of Survivor from 2017. We do a weekly podcast about that. There's a really awesome secret Facebook group that you're brought to join in on the fun. Lots of discussion. We do a monthly game night. We have, as I said, the weekly Q&A and a trivia and all kinds of other fun stuff. It's a really awesome group, and it's the best way to support the podcast. That's at adfreensfw.com. And I think next week, my episode on the Webmasters on Amazon Prime Video drops. So check that out. If you have Amazon Prime, search the Webmasters, and I'm on episode 7, and I think that drops next week. So Alex, have anything to say?
No, I think you rounded it up pretty well. If you want to follow me in my random takes I'll throw out about the challenge or sports or whatever, you can follow me at my @ there, atreus95 on Twitter. Don't follow me on Instagram. I don't do anything on there. It's a waste of your time.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. And see you tomorrow night and see you next week.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.